You're listening to SBS News.
In the eye of a cost of living storm and with just 3 weeks left of Parliament for 2022, the government is arguing that time is of the essence to get wages growing. Employment Minister Tony Burke today lampooning the Coalition for their claims that the bill would bring the economy to a halt.
The bill will potentially close down Australia. Close down Australia. They've got a real sense of nuance, those opposite. I'll tell you what, people who are watching wages run at 2.6 while inflation's running at 7.3 and projected to reach 8% want action now. They want the Parliament to act now. And when they hear those opposite saying, oh, can't we just wait another month? Can't we just wait a little bit longer? They know that they were kept waiting for 10 years while wages were deliberately kept low. And they should not be left waiting. They should not be left waiting in a situation where it becomes harder to make ends meet because the Parliament has not yet acted.
Labor's Secure Jobs, Better Pay Bill proposes a new system which would allow workers to discuss pay and fight for flexible work by joining forces as a sector to negotiate. Crossbenchers are being urged to vote for the legislation, which was only released last week. When asked where negotiations are at with the Albanese government, Independent Senator Jackie Lambie replied that many on the crossbench are still trying to get across the details.
Negotiations, mate, we're still trying to get through the bill. So there's no negotiations going on. We're watching it unfold this morning. I see Tony Burke's already coming in wanting to change a few things. We're like big business and the unions out there. Even when I had them at the inquiry on Friday, they had not had time to go through the bill and dissect it properly. They only had interim submissions.
And it's not just the time frame raising concern. The most contentious aspect is the so-called multi-employer bargaining. Business groups claim it will make the system more complex and lead to industry-wide strike action. Shadow Employment Minister Michaelia Cash.
Why would you bring in a piece of legislation that employers, the job makers in this country, unanimously say will be job-destroying? You destroy jobs? That's not how you get a wage increase.
One of Labor's key concessions is that the majority of employees in each business would need to agree to take action. They're also open to a six-month grace period, which would allow workers and a single business to try and reach their own deal. Another crucial vote in the Senate is that of Independent Senator David Pocock, who today tweeted that the bill should be split.
This industrial relations legislation has been very rushed. This is not about delaying. It's about having the time needed to do the job I've been elected to do properly.
Greens leader Adam Bandt says that he's keen to get an outcome for Australians sooner rather than later, but acknowledged the relatively short timeframe given to get across the finer details.
We're in a wage and income crisis. We need to get wages moving and lifting, and they need to lift soon. The Greens are working our way through the government's bill. We're raising our concerns with the government. We hope that we can see reform to the broken industrial relations system in this country. Our tests that will apply to the bill as it works its way through the House and through the Senate inquiry process is that we need industrial relations laws that work for women. We need industrial relations laws that work for carers. We need industrial relations laws that lift wages for the lowest paid. That's the lens that we'll be looking at this bill through.
The federal government will introduce its bill into the House of Representatives on Tuesday as it heads towards a self-imposed deadline. While Labor has shown some appetite to move to find support, the concerns remain, even despite some concessions. Jackie Lambie again.
I cannot see that today as a whole getting through by Christmas. It'll be a miracle if it does, I would think. So I would just do the smart things with the bill.
Tina Quinn, SBS News.